Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It is a good day to live up to my reputation. It is a good day.
The Good Day Show, where yesterday's news is today's news.
Is that on your cards?
Very strange.
Yes, it is a strange world we live in.
That's funny.
Master Joe. Thank you, Richie. That's very sweet of you. Rich McFadden, Rich. What did I talk to you? I called you about something yesterday. I forget what I called you about. I think I actually called you a compliment.
Did you say it on the air?
Yeah, no, it was a complimentary conversation.
I can't remember
what it was about.
Yeah, okay, so it was very important.
It was exciting.
It was exciting. Always exciting to get a call from me. Jennifer Horn is here from the West Coast. Ken Kessler is on the left coast as well. Was Limbaugh the first person to call it the left coast? I think he was, wasn't he?
It had to be around before.
You think before that?
Really? Yeah. I mean, we can give him credit for lots of things,
sure.
But I don't know about that.
This week in Connecticut, the high court there said, let them live. As in 11 death row inmates. 11 death row inmates spared.
You know, there's actually a wiki page for the left coast.
Is there? Connecticut got rid of the death penalty 3 years ago, but that change did not apply to the 11 prisoners who were already on death row. Now, the court says that executing them would violate the state constitution. It went to the state Supreme Court, and was deemed cruel and unusual punishment. So, the Connecticut decision on the death penalty is a hot topic not only there, and around New England, but all around our country, because of the discussion in the past year about lethal injection drugs. They have been accused of being cruel and unusual, and because they botched so many. I don't understand what happened, though. They've been using the same stuff for years. So how kind of all of a sudden in the past year
is it not working,
is
right?
Is it not working, right? Especially when you use it for dogs and cats and anything else you want to be euthanized, the same stuff. So I don't understand. Does anybody have a better, clearer picture than I do?
I just wonder if there's more media scrutiny now.
Really?
And maybe this is an old problem that we just didn't know about. They didn't care.
No. Well, that could be. Yeah, listen, anything's possible, right? Speaking of that, why? I'm asking why because I'm not sure I understand this charity that brings albino children from Africa, mostly from Tanzania. They are being brought here because if they are left in Africa, they're hunted down by various tribal interests who think, because of their superstitions, that these albino children are worth a lot of money. That is, they kill them and they sell their body parts on the black market. They take, you know...
To do what?
Well, that's not clear to me. I just think that we have, you know, we are so isolated to the point of being insular here in America. We realize that we have a wonderful life. We have, most of us, enough money to have a roof over our head, 3 squares a day, get around fairly easily. And we have communication. We can watch television, we can go to the movies, read books, we can do all of these things, we can expand our mind if we choose to. We can do all kinds of things. In these areas of the world, there are no choices for life, much at all. There are no choices of what you do for a living, because there's nothing to do. So many of these people, by the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, just exist, and that's it. I mean, you can't even begin to imagine what life is like just as an existence, and you wonder if there is an infinite intelligence, a supreme being, why would this be part of the creation? Anyway, there is a charity that's trying to help these albino children, get them out of there before they are killed. But under the circumstances, this is really it takes you back when you understand how backward much of the rest of the world is. If it were a place where there were Americans who went to visit on tour, if there were vacations in these areas, or there were a lot of presence of Westerners, this would never happen. But there are many places in deepest, darkest Africa that nobody ever goes. Nobody goes to these places. I remember when I went on a tour of the Horn of Africa.
That's my African cousin.
The Horn of Africa, yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Am I getting too serious? So it's time for us to have a little, am I?
Really? A little bit.
A little
bit. But we're just having a hard time bouncing with you.
Are you? I haven't been that. When did I bounce off of?
We started with death penalty drugs, and somehow we ended up with albino African children.
Well,
so it was just, you know.
Okay, so here's what I really want to do.
But I got caught up on my email there.
I'm just going to point out the fact that albino children in the U.S. are not killed, but they are also treated differently. I mean, it's a terrible condition.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We had an albino guy at my high school.
Actually.
What'd you say, Richie?
I was just going through my Johnny Winter collection, actually.
See, I'm trying to have people understand that this is a bit of a problem, and you don't take me seriously.
No,
it's okay.
I was probably too serious. Who would ever even think about the
plight of albino
children in Africa?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So
let's
talk.
NPR of you, Doug.
I listen, every once in a while, I got to sound like I have a credible reality here. Okay.
Deep South.
Here's what I would like to do. Would you? What is it? What?
She's her own party.
She is. It's okay. All right, let's all of us have a party.
Okay. Somebody says albino, and I just get excited.
13 past the hour.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Edgar Winter. So we need to connect the dots here. Edgar Winter is perhaps our most famous... Johnny Winter, right. Edgar's brother. Most famous albino performer in the music world, probably, right?
Johnny sadly passed away.
He was most popular in the 70s.
Yes.
Rock and roll Hoochie Coo was his signature song. All right, come on. Let's get back to business here. I have a challenge, and you're welcome to join us in this 888-302-3684. I have not looked here, but I have it on good authority that the post office is highly touted in Yelp. So I thought, as a target, most of us, you could say, well, why do I need a target? Because I feel like what Jennifer just said, it may be true. I'm getting a little heavy, and so let's lighten it up a little bit. What can we do? Go to Yelp and see the reviews that are posted for the post office. United States Postal Service, USPS, whatever it is, what is it?
USPS.
USPS, that too. All right? And we're going to go through some of these reviews on Yelp for the Postal Service in just a minute. And you're probably going to say, yikes, to Yelp. 15 past the hour, and good day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your eye color influences your personality? Or put another way, you can learn a lot about a person from their eye color. Here's the natural science of it. If you have either blue, yellow, green, or light gray eyes, you're sneaky, and you'll likely use your stealth to get what you want. You plot, you ploy, and develop strategies which will allow you to stay on top without anyone ever being the wiser. Light-eyed people plot and strategize to win.
Behind blue eyes.
Do you have dark eyes? Then you tend to attack head on with great speed, and after you attack, well, then you think. Dark eyed animals attack to win. What's the cheap psychological trick? The eyes have it. To know if someone will attack with sneaky stealth or attack head on, their eye color may be a clue. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New research indicates people who feel young live longer. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Extra years today on American Biker Minute.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. positive attitude, and the will to live the full life, describes bikers. Younger feeling people are cheating death. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Smoking, depression, cognitive loss, the trend is solidly in place. Apparently, the younger you feel, on average, the longer you'll live. Older youngsters have in common a greater sense of life's mastery and the burning will to carry on. The key to feeling young fits snugly into the ignition lock of a motorcycle. American Biker Minute.
On the back of a motorcycle.
Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the only player to win the Heisman Trophy twice. And his powerful Ohio State teams played in four Rose Bowls. In the pros, however, he gained just over half the yards he did in college.
Great, great pass, Archie Griffin.
So where is Archie Griffin now? Archie is the president and CEO of the Ohio State Alumni Association. He's also the university's senior vice president for alumni relations. Archie sits on the board of Motorist Mutual Insurance, as well as the National Football Foundation. And he owns the minor league baseball team, the Dayton Dragons, with his friend, Magic Johnson.
I count my blessings and say how fortunate I was.
That's what I call awesome Archie. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
All right, it's now, 17 after the hour? That's what we have. What do you have? You've got the same as I do. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie McFadden, and reviews of Yelp. By Yelp, and Yelp doesn't really do the reviews. They just allow you to post your
people, view. Right, it's right, a forum right. for
and
people to post.
Yelp is popular. How do they make money? Of advertising on
their
site?
Yeah, they got ads running all down the right side there.
Right. So. Okay. So, do you have general reviews, Richie?
No, Kenny? I actually did my local post office.
That's what I was going to say. Let's go to Los Angeles.
I just did the first one that came up, and I got the Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay.
Okay, so
Jennifer, you start.
Okay, so I just typed in, this is my very local Sunland post office, and I have to set the stage. The first one is from Tora M. She gives them 4 out of 5 stars and says, the employees are kind and courteous, there's rarely a line, and when there is, it goes fast. I love all of their stamp selection, all of this stuff. Well, Susan C. says, or I'm sorry, Denise A. says, this place shouldn't even get a star. Place sucks, and all these losers that give it 5 stars are fake. They must work there. They lost my mail 3 times, including money, postal, and sector needed at this area. Most people that do bad reviews, I've noticed their spelling isn't so good.
Right, yeah, because they're just ranting like bang, bang, bang on the keyboard.
EM says, 1 star, this place is a nightmare. They really rarely have enough people working there. They don't often differentiate the passport line from the mail line, so you can be stuck for literally hours in a line of 8 people. Avoid. Today was 3rd in line and waited 35 minutes. This is typical. Boo. Oh, this is a good one. Lenny from Sunland says, 1 star, this place, they are rude and uptight. Our mailbox is like 10 feet in from the street. One day a friend stayed over with their dog and was in the front yard, so the mailman did not deliver. Days go by with no mail, so I go to the post office to see what's up, and then they made me wait for a manager to tell him that no mail will be delivered to this address until the mailbox is moved to the street, and dog gone.
Dog gone.
My son was in the Santa Monica post office the other day. There were 14 people in line. He waited for almost 40 minutes, and there was one person at the counter and 3 people walking around. And that's what sort of go. When he told me that story, I remembered my own. I've been to some bad post offices. There's nothing worse than the Santa Monica post office. Nothing. So every bad, I'm looking at 4 packages being stuck since March. They can't get them out. That kind of stuff. What'd you start to say, Richie?
Here's one that's great for Brooklyn, New York. If you live in this area, you got about a 60-70% chance of your mail being delivered. I mean, delivered to you. About half my mail is not addressed to me. They go out of their way to treat their customers like garbage. 1 star is 10 stars too many.
Yeah. Kenny, did you find anything good?
Yeah, Dean says, there is no other option. I just think that the post office serves itself. When will we get another option for letters and documents?
You do.
Meaning
you do.
Certified
call
mail.
Email.
Yeah, email or FedEx or UPS or something like that.
Here's one. Dear God, I hate this place.
All right. A little levity in the morning. 21 after on Good Day.
Yeah. healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Top 5 songs this week in 1983. Stevie Nicks. By herself has the number 5 position. Stevie Nicks, yes. Okay, this is a quiz. You want to help us?
Sure.
Stevie Nicks was with a guy in a beard. His name was Mick Fleetwood. Fleetwood, good day. Mick Fleetwood. So, how did she do on her own? Or how does she do on her own versus how she did with Fleetwood Mac?
She did very well on her own.
Yeah. Didn't she have a drug problem for a while?
She's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's okay now, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she is.
So.
Anyway. Excuse me, Richie. This day, 1983, saw this song in the number 5 position. As we review the top 5, people love our musical focus. And so every hour at this time, we have some sort of musical focus. Stevie Nicks, Stand Back, number 5 this week, 1983. Number 4 belonged to Michael Sambello. Another good pop song, I think. Everybody agree?
It was good from the movie aspect of it.
How so?
Because fame was not fame. Was it fame?
Flash dance.
And Jennifer Beals is hot.
One of those F meals. Movies. And this was about her? The song was about her?
This was during one of the dance scenes. Mm-hmm. Where she's jumping all over the place.
Jumping all over with her arms going up in the air, yeah.
Yeah. Look, this is actually the when she was during the tryout scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Another good moving song from this day, 83. Remember, this is sort of on the cusp of the disco era. Donna Summer, number 3. 1983. Oh, 32 years ago. Good tune, though, right? Can't sit still with this playing in the background.
Good stuff.
Or foreground. Another one of these groups from that era that did very well, the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of Annie Lennox. Dave Stewart, I think. And they're all together in this, right?
Yes, they were then.
Yeah, they were then. I told you, Dave Stewart was at Uri Geller's wedding.
Yeah.
Andy Lennox wasn't there. He was dressed in a pink suit with white stripes, and he had big glasses that covered half of his face. I guess that typical of his attire?
Rock stars, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, nothing. His character, though. Very short guy, little guy.
They all are.
Yeah. All right, number one.
Rock stars, 5'2".
It's one of my faves of all time.
Why I never made it.
Really, because you're too big, Rizzy? I got it. It's not that you don't have talent.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. The Police, number one during this week in 1983. Every breath you take. This is something very important for you to keep in mind as you're going through your day. Make sure you breathe. And I don't mean just normally, but four or five times during the day. Just take a moment or two and breathe. Put your hands over your head and bring them back down again. Do it four or five times. Bring a lot of fresh air into your lungs, and it'll change the mood and mode of everything you're doing. All right?
This song is pretty much about stalking his girlfriend, though.
Yeah, but this song's not about that. You're right.
Yeah. You'll never get away from me. I'm always going to be watching you.
Always going to be watching. Always watching you.
Even if you get that pesky little restraining order, I'll still be watching you.
All right, so number five this week in 1983, Stevie Nicks, Michael Sambello in the number four position, Donna Summer number three, the Eurythmics number two, and the Police number one with this song. Coming up in the next half hour, if you have not gone to the website WeBeSisters.com, you might want to join us there because we're going there
hysterical.
In a few minutes. WeBeSisters.com up next on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Speaking of mixing a stiff drink, one of the Weeby sisters has got a martini in her hand, I think, in this video that we're
margarita.
Going to work on. Is it a margarita?
Yeah.
All right, the Doug Steffen Good Day program has been tested for viruses, and we're fine. We have software working all the time, and you can tell that by listening to how soft Jennifer Horn.
Ah.
All right, so Jennifer is here, and Richie is here, and Kenny is here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many of you have heard Hillary Clinton say that she had the black vote all wrapped up. There are many people in this country who are guilty of one and the same. Everybody who is white thinks the same. Everybody who's a Republican thinks the same. Everybody who's black thinks the same. Everybody who's Jewish thinks the same. That's nonsense. There's a website that we have found called WeebySisters.com. And this is not the beginning. This is not the first post that they've done. They've been actually quite... since Donald Trump became the first choice for a lot of people, these people have been very, very vocal. I believe they are black sisters. Are they not? Are they cousins? Sisters?
I think there's sisters in the term of sisters. Are they real blood sisters?
I don't know. Their names are Diamond.
They don't say.
Their names are Diamond and Silk, and they stump for Trump.
Right.
And so they've been all over the media, and apparently this video that we're going to hear from them, they were scheduled to be on MSNBC.
Right.
And MSNBC wanted to know all of their personal information and then dumped them when they wouldn't give them the personal information. They got mad.
I appreciate all of the support from you all, from all of our viewers.
Yes.
And CNN yes. and Yahoo News and all of the countless radio stations.
Yes.
We really appreciate you
Thank
all.
You.
But I just got something to tell you all.
Right.
Okay, NBC threw us up under the bus and backed that bus back up on us.
That's what they did to us.
Now, we were supposed to have an interview with MSNBC
yes.
with a guy by the name of Steve Konofsky. Well, because Steve Konofsky couldn't get in our business
yes.
and our personal life,
yes.
he canceled on us.
Yes, he
wanted to know who our children were.
Yes.
What was their name?
Yes.
Where we were.
Yes.
Where we live.
Yes.
It was none of his business.
No.
So I decided, because
yes.
you want to know what's wrong with us,
what's wrong with
let
us?
Me find out what's wrong with you.
Let's find
well, we found out that he used to work for Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, making donuts.
Well,
Steve Konofsky, if you don't want us on your show to stop for Trump, maybe you should go back and report news to them donuts.
Yep.
Or I tell you what, how about flying to the moon and making moon pies and talk to the moon about the news? You probably won't get no ratings on.
No.
And how is it that they can invite Brian Lyon Williams back
yep.
on MSNBC,
right.
but don't want to invite us on MSNBC
right.
to go ahead and stop for Trump?
That's
Listen,
right.
we are strong supporters for Trump.
Yes.
We stop for the Trump. Okay,
yes.
and I tell you what,
yeah.
you don't want us to stop for the Trump
yes.
on your show.
On your
we
show.
Will stop for the Trump right here.
Yes.
And I tell you what you do.
Right.
How about going and making honey buns? Make you some delicious honey buns and report the news to them. Because if you don't be careful,
yeah.
your buns is not going to have any ratings. No ratings whatsoever. But fooling with us because we haven't done nothing to you. We're not paid by Trump.
No.
We're not your imposter for Trump. We ain't never met Trump.
No,
we don't know Trump.
No, we
but
don't.
We know we want him to be president.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what we know. And what you ain't going to do, what they try to do, you all, they try to do
oh
hit
my
pieces.
God,
they try to do hit pieces
yes.
on us. They're trying to
Yeah.
But if you want to know what I think,
what you,
you want to know what I got to say,
what you
all you got to do is tone in right here
That's
on
right.
our doggone station.
That's right.
If they don't want us to come and report for them,
That's right.
we will report it right here.
That's
we
right.
stop it for Trump, and
yeah.
don't y'all stop stopping for him, too.
No.
I don't know what's wrong with MSNBC.
Nah.
But Steve Konofsky, shame on you. Shame on you.
Super beats.
As they do the same finger thing. It's hysterical.
Oh,
I sat there, I watched them for about an hour yesterday.
Did
and
you?
Just, I was, oh, God, it's so entertaining.
Funny stuff. It is entertaining. And the subtext is MSNBC screws us over because we stumped for Trump.
Yeah.
They did
a video about Hillary Clinton's
yeah.
email scandal, and they were so funny. They're like, this is a case for the sisters. CSI sisters. Talking about how you have to look in the ground and you have to look. There are all the places where you could look for Hillary
Clinton. It's called Hillary
emails.
Clinton. What the hell happened
right.
to your emails?
We have all of these videos in the video of the day box at DougSteffen.com. And it just, it puts oftentimes pieces together of things that you may not necessarily understand. So.
I'm so glad that I got married, what, 15, 16 years ago now. There's so much pressure.
Yeah.
It would be like epic.
It'd be awesome.
When you get married. Like, if I just got married and walked up and said, hey, man, we're having a great time, you know, that's not good enough anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to do some big production that's going to get 100,000 views on YouTube. Otherwise, your wedding is a failure.
Do you think when you get to be, let's say, somebody who's my age, or people who have been married once or twice shouldn't even bother to have a party. You just, if you want to be married, you just go.
No, party. All parties all the time.
Really?
Are you crazy?
That's all my wedding was about, was the party.
Yeah, you had
yeah.
a nice party. It was
yeah.
not
I mean,
overdone.
That's the only good
no, really,
marriage,
it was.
It was a party.
It was
it
a nice,
goes downhill.
It really
right.
was very nice.
And
Richard's
we had
wedding
fun.
Was fun. Yeah, we had fun at your wedding too. Yeah, it was so hot though. My God, was it hot. Oof. Kenny got married. Well, Richie actually got married in Las Vegas, too.
Yep. The official wedding.
They both did.
Yeah.
Getting married in Las Vegas.
We were both married by Elvis.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, Jennifer, you got to get married in Las Vegas.
I've always wanted to be married in a drive-through Elvis wedding chapel.
Really?
Not for, I mean, I want like a real wedding, but then I want to do another
That's what
wedding
we did.
at the drive-through. Yeah.
And it's
right.
the funniest thing you will ever do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Apes. Maybe closer to human speech than we realize. Story at DougSteffen.com of Coco.
Just listen to
the world's
segment.
Most intelligent gorilla. He's going to be replacing Rich any day now.
I got news for you. He's been pushing the buttons for the last week.
Ape is 44 years old. Do we think that there's a society of apes that think ape is a derogatory term? What would we use instead of an ape? What would you call? If you look at the picture of this ape, should
why would
it be
a derogatory term?
Well, because people come up with all.
No, yeah, I can see where he's right.
Apes.
Yeah, there's going to be a PC name for apes and monkeys at some point,
right?
Because it is derogatory.
More apes than monkeys.
Right.
I've got to go feed my feline. I'll be right back.
All right, so this gorilla uses 1,000 signs from American Sign Language to communicate, has gained a very sophisticated understanding of spoken English as well through the help of a group of psychologists and researchers who've been training her for a number of years. There's a study out that we refer to at DougStephan.com suggesting that this ape may be closer to verbal communication than has been thought. This information comes from the Journal of Animal Cognition. The research finds the gorillas may be capable of complex vocal behavior that defies previous beliefs. Traditionally, scientists thought that apes had extremely limited vocal ability, but apparently this postdoctoral researcher at the University of Wisconsin says in something we gleaned off of the Huffington Post, it was thought that they were not able to voluntarily control their vocalizations and also that they were not able to learn new vocalizations outside of their species repertoire. Apparently that is not the case. And this animal, you can click on the story, get the rest of the story at DougStephan.com. This animal is closer. It's sort of like a parrot. This seems more intelligent, frankly, than a parrot. It doesn't seem to me like a parrot.
Yeah, it's not just mimicking.
No, it's thinking.
Right.
This is thoughtful conversation. So that's where we're headed next. Apes will talk. 16 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Today on App Check with Placer, push a button to save your location. To get there again or share with friends, use a map, compass, or GPS. Add to your collection.
I'll be back.
Placer. It's a hit.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This punchy 6-time All-Star is the only player to record 500 hits with 4 different teams. He's most identified with the Mets, where he helped them win the 1973 National League pennant.
Now the hit-and-run stop, getting a good pitch, an off-speed pitch, one that he can weigh down and handle.
So where is Rusty Saab now? Rusty opened 2 restaurants in New York City, both of which have since closed. In 2006, he published a children's book called Hello, Mr. Met. Rusty also founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, which raises money for the families of police and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
If they're interested in giving money to policemen and firemen families, we're the real deal.
Rusty Staub, a hit on and off the field. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. The holy grail in the renewable energy sector has been to create a clean green process which uses only light, water, and air to create fuel. Now the Valcent company says their technology will turn water algae into biodiesel. Glenn Kurtz, Valcent's CEO.
Algae is the fastest growing plant on the planet. If I grow an acre of corn, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of producing oil, I can grow about 18 gallons of oil per acre per year. Algae, I can go up to 20,000 gallons of oil per acre per year.
Not only is algae the fastest growing plant on Earth,
we took 1/10 of the state of New Mexico and converted it into algae production. We could meet all of the energy demands for the entire United States.
From the Greeniverse,
Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
Dr. Buff here. Are you an over-explainer? Well, if you are, you might want to stop here at the social science of it. You know the type, you ask them something, and 20 minutes later, they're still explaining. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but they tend to go on and on and on. Why? Some say they're afraid you'll take offense, so they over-explain to protect themselves. And they need hedging their bets just in case they're afraid of failure. So here's what you need to know. Most people don't want an over-explanation. They just want an answer to the question. Next, stick to the facts. Keep the opinions out of it.
All I ask from you is a very simple answer to a very simple question.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Answer the question with one explanation and keep the others to yourself just in case you need them later. When you do, you'll feel more secure because you know more than they do. Got a question or a comment? Hey, you can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
46 after the hour, 14 before the new hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and now Karen Dawson joins us. Karen is a certified travel consultant, a master cruise consultant, certified Caribbean specialist, a travel industry executive, and she's here to talk about all of the problems you have experienced, I have experienced, we've all experienced in getting on an airplane. And the stuff, I mean, the not only the TSA stuff, which is mindless baloney in and of itself, but because the airlines have combined, United is two big airlines, Delta is now two big airlines, American is two big airlines, and the two big airlines are too big, Karen, in my estimation. You find all kinds of computer problems, and they're so big that when the computer crashes, it stops. For example, what was it, United last month? Everything stopped for 5 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. And this past weekend, it was in Washington, D.C. But unfortunately, or fortunately, it wasn't the airline's problem. It was the FAA. It was the air traffic control system.
Right. So, and that was another thing that there's been much publicity about in the last week or 10 days of how the record logs show that these people are, after six and a half hours, the air traffic controllers are fatigued. They're falling asleep. I mean, there are all kinds of things that give you nightmares if you're a frequent flyer like I am, and I'm betting you are.
Yes, that's for sure. But I have great faith in the system, and the exciting news is this new, it's a new air traffic control system. It's based on satellites instead of the old radar, which is what we used for years and years. So as I read this article that they've determined it was just a computer glitch that happened on Saturday, that makes me very happy. That's all it was.
Well, do you believe it, though? Is that
absolutely
the truth?
I do. It's a new computer system. Sure, it was implemented in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They were implementing an update, and those things happen. I think the unfortunate things, when it happens on our own PC at home, it's not a big deal.
Right.
When it happens for thousands of travelers who are traveling the Washington, D.C. area, it's a big deal. But the real frustrating thing is that the airlines didn't know what the problem was. The airport didn't know what the problem was. You know, and so they're ultimately blaming the FAA. And unfortunately, the FAA didn't come out and say anything.
Wow.
Until
it's
six,
a typical,
4 hours later.
Right. It's typical government where they cover their own butts. They're all worried about their own jobs and careers and not what is going to be in for the benefit of the traveling public. The value is here because we're paying for it. We ought to have value, and you don't. You're slaves to these people who are interested in themselves and not interested in what the big picture is.
Well, I think in this case, they're so afraid, and understandably so, with the recent hacking of the IRS and some other, retail stores. I think the FAA was probably trying to be cautious and really investigate what did happen, and we've got to be careful what we say, so not to alarm people. So from that perspective, I understand, but it would have been good if they could have at least issued something that said, gee, we have a computer glitch, we're working on it, and we're going to get you up and running as fast as we can. If they had said something, but unfortunately they didn't say anything until after it was fixed. So that's the problem.
Well, that's so
typical. And the airlines do not respond.
And the airlines sometimes, depending on the training, I think know, mm-hmm. what I want to know when we're traveling. I want right. to hear the pilot talk about what's going on. I want to know where we
exactly.
are, what's going on.
Right.
And
right.
They're only required to speak on takeoff and as they get ready to land. So that's what most of them do, is just what they're required to do. And it's
right.
usually non-informative foolishness that's a promotion for the airline instead of really getting to the... I mean, we all love to ride with a guy who says, look out on the right-hand side. You can see the Grand Canyon. You see that
right.
waterfall down there? You know, I fell down over the tree with my wife. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't... we're not required to have... in order to have a good flight, to have that sort of thing. What we are required... you know, the air traffic control system, as you said,
right.
has been updated. It's been 30 years in the making. There has been there have been complaints for 30 years from pilots and airlines that the system
right.
was outdated and needed to be updated.
Right.
But because Congress raided all the money in the airline trust fund, it's taken them this
right.
long to make it work. So I think that needs to be
exactly.
clear. Yeah.
Right.
right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm
right.
thrilled that we finally got a new system.
New
yeah.
system. All right. Well, thank you for updating us on that. A lot of people, I think, didn't know there was a new air traffic control system. So that brings us around to thinking, all right, maybe the travel would be easier. Now if we can just get rid of the TSA. We'll be all happy, those of us who are travelers. Karen Dawson, travel consultant here on Good Day. It's 51 after the hour.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
All right, let's see if we can find some deals. Matter of fact, there are a lot of people speculating on whether or not the information that came out this week on one of the travel sites is correct. How do you buy tickets and save the most money? There's a formula, supposedly. We'll discuss that formula with Tom Parsons from Best Fares in just a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check with Placer, push a button to save your location. To get there again or share with friends, use a map. compass, or GPS. Add to your collection.
I'll be back.
Placer. It's a hit.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This punchy 6-time All-Star is the only player to record 500 hits with 4 different teams. He's most identified with the Mets, where he helped them win the 1973 National League pennant.
Now the hitter on top, getting a good pitch, an off-speed pitch, one that he can wait out and handle.
So where is Rusty Saab now? Rusty opened 2 restaurants in New York City, both of which have since closed. In 2006, he published a children's book called Hello, Mr. Met. Rusty also founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, which raises money for the families of police and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
If they're interested in giving money to policemen and firemen families, we're the real deal.
Rusty Staub, a hit on and off the field. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Tom Parsons is here on Good Day from bestfares.com. The speculation this week, and got a lot of press for whatever the reason. You say these sorts of things all the time. I don't know how much press you get. This guy must have a good press agent. Anyway, the suggestion on when to buy tickets, when to save the most money. One site says you ought to buy your ticket 47 days before you travel. Now, you've said the best place or the best day to buy is Tuesday. I've found sometimes you're right, sometimes you aren't. Depends on how it's applied. And I'm guessing that all of these suggestions from any number of sites would be dependent on how you applied it, because we all know, you and I had this conversation last week when you were telling me on a certain day it was $300 for a round trip to L.A., and I found out it was $536.
All right.
So,
well, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Right now, if you bought 49 days ago, to go from about 40 U.S. cities to Amsterdam, Brussels, Rome, Milan, Zurich, Barcelona, Madrid, Helsinki, you would probably have been quoted $1,200 to $1,500.
Yeah.
Today, and this is for September travel, okay? Today you can buy it for September travel for about $659 from almost 40 to 50 U.S. cities. If you bought those 48 days ago, you would be paying $500 to $600 more.
It seems to me there was a rule that was instated a number of years ago that requires the airline to give you back your money if they cut the fare. Let's say you spent $1,000 buy a ticket to go to Amsterdam, and then they cut the price to $600. They're supposed to give you back the $400, right?
It must be the same airline.
Yeah.
And it must be available, when you want to book it. And it's a change fee, and you also must cough up $300 on international.
With a change fee.
Yeah. Domestically, it's $200.
A bunch of screw jobs.
But you'll still get some money back if you did buy it on Delta or American to these destinations. So you might want to check it. And you should always check. Southwest is probably the safe bet because they don't have any change fee. They don't have any cancellation fee.
Yeah, but they don't go to Europe. They don't go anywhere but domestic.
Here's some good deals, too, domestically. $77. If you bought, let's say, Chicago in September, 49 days ago, you would not got $77 round trip.
Who can, unless you're just, you have nothing to do with your life, the fares are ridiculous. So what, say it again?
If you're a business traveler, you're going for the jugular vein.
Yeah.
If you're a leisure traveler, and I don't change mine if I'm going on leisure trips that much. All right? And I think if you do it, play the days. Those are the right days of the week.
There's no question there's ways of saving money. And you can see the specifics at bestfares.com. Put together some nice travel deals for our listeners. You can check out Tom Parsons at DougStephan.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.